As you probably know, there are three amateur radio license classes: technician, general, and amateur extra. The technician class license is the license that most beginners get, and many amateur radio operators are quite happy with a technician class license. There are plenty of fun things that you can do with a technician class license, and many radio amateurs find it unnecessary to, quote unquote, upgrade to general class. Passing the general class license test, legally referred to as Element 3, will, however, give you more operating privileges. With a general class license, you can operate phone and digital modes in parts of all of the HF or shortwave bands. The additional operating privileges, plus the knowledge you'll gain from studying for the test, will help you have more fun with amateur radio. Like the technician class test, the general class test is a 35-question, multiple-choice examination. You must score at least 75% on the test, meaning that you must answer 26 of the 35 questions correctly. The test is more difficult from a technical point of view than the technician class license, but you don't need an engineering degree to pass the test. With a little bit of studying, using this study guide, you can feel confident about passing the test. To obtain a general class license, you must pass the technician class test in addition to the general class test. If you don't already have a technician class license, you might want to download the No Nonsense Technician Class License Study Guide from http://www.kb6nu.com/study-guides. Can you really learn how to be an amateur radio operator using this simple study guide? Yes and no. This study guide will help you get your license, but getting your license is only the beginning. There is still much to learn, and to get the most out of your general class license, you will have to continually learn new things. This study guide will teach you the answers to the test questions, but not give you a deep understanding of electronics, radio, or the rules and regulations. One way that you can explore the topics in this study guide further is to do Google searches as you read a particular section. For example, as you read the section on Yagi antennas, search for Yagi antenna to get more detailed explanations and to find images of Yagi antennas. You may even find YouTube videos that show you how to build a Yagi antenna. Of course, after you get your license, you'll be able to use it to good effect. I hope that by helping you get your license, you'll be encouraged to become an active radio amateur and get on the air, participate in public service and emergency communications, join an amateur radio club, and experiment with radios, antennas, and circuits. These are the activities that will really help you learn about radio in depth, and in the end, help you be confident in your abilities as a radio amateur. How to use this manual. First, listen to the study guide, and then take some practice tests. You can take practice tests by going to the following websites: aa9pw.com, qrz.com/hamtest, eham.net/exams, hamexam.org, and hamstudy.org. There are also ham test apps for iPhones, iPads, and Android tablets and phones. For iPhones and iPads, look for Amateur Radio Exam Prep, which costs $4.99, and Ham Radio Exam, which is free. For Android phones and tablets, look for Ham Radio Study and Ham Test Prep. Both of these are free. Well, I hope that you find this study guide useful and that you'll get your general class license. I also hope that it will help you have more fun with ham radio.